discussed opportunities, why did this one seem to be the most appealing to you besides the contract?
I thought it was just a great opportunity for myself to come up here and be able to compete for a starting job, and that's all you can ask for in this league, you know. That was the main thing I was saying while I was in Cincinnati is it wasn't about money. It wasn't about anything. My background, I come from absolutely nothing. So I've always just known ball, and I just wanted a chance to compete and play, and felt like I would have that opportunity here.
When you mentioned compete for a starting job, is that your expectation in terms of, you know, what was explained to you either from the coaches or whatever, that you'll be given a fair opportunity to win a starting role?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, just being in the situation and seeing the situation, you know, whether they're going to draft somebody or not. But, you know, I think it's just a great opportunity to be able to compete and really showcase, you know, day in and day out what you're able to do and have a chance to, you know, achieve the ultimate goal, and that's the start.
What are your thoughts about the possibility of this team drafting a quarterback maybe in the first round? It's been something that's been talked about a lot here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try not to ever waste any mental thought on it because it's something I can't control, and there's no reason for me to really put any thought into it, just to be honest with you, just because it creates mental clutter for my process that I need to do day in and day out to, you know, be the best player I need to be. So, you know, whatever they feel is best for organization, but I'm just going to come out and work my tail off for them and for the city and, you know, be the best player I can.
Like myself and others have immediately put that bridge label on you. You're the bridge till the guy that they're going to draft takes over. I'm sure you've probably heard and seen that. How do you react to that?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people have labels. You can either let it affect you and how you go about your work and let that define you, or you know, change everybody's thought process on you. And that's always been my mindset, to, you know, change everybody that has any doubt or anything, and just come in and just work my tail off and really just show this organization, from everybody from the top to the bottom. So that I'm here to work and be a team guy and, you know, try to help this team win any way possible.
AJ, how frustrating in Cincinnati was it for you that, you know, you spent almost four full years not being able to play as a competitor, a guy who won two championships, being the guy? How tough were those 4 years for you?
It's always tough as a competitor, but, you know, I also knew the situation I was going into, and AD had, you know, been an established starter, had done a great job from them, for them, and you know, since his organization. So I knew, you know, the situation I was coming into. So my thought process was push AD to be the best player he can be, push us both, and then learn to, you know, really almost be a servant again rather than a leader, and figure out the best way to help the team by another role, and that's what I tried to do.
What do you make of what's gone on really over the past, I think, like 6 months, almost training to Cleveland, having to get your grievance done and get an arbitrator to do that, and to finally be at this point where you can choose a team? What is that? What have you learned through that, and what? Where are you now as far as, like, being able to choose your team?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a little bit of a roller coaster, for sure, just from the trade and everything and how it happened, how it, you know, it all went about. But, you know, one thing my wife always says and people in my family, you know, us as humans want our plan to happen on our time. And really it's on God's time. He has the plan and things, you know, we get impatient, and you want you know, things quick and fast and easy, but it's not always that way. And so I think it's just, yeah, you know, it adds another chapter to the story in the end. It's just part of the process. So, you know, it's awesome to be here in this situation now. I'm truly blessed to, you know, be a part of the Bills Mafia, and I just can't wait. I really can't.
These last couple of days, like, with so many quarterbacks on the market, so many teams looking for quarterbacks, you see some of these names kind of come off the board. What was it like waiting a few days?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's always tough just because you're a competitor, but at the same time, you know, like I said, I think it goes to the fact that you just got to trust God's plan. You know, you really do. I know it's easier said than done, but we prayed and put the faith in Him, and everything works out for a reason, like I said. So we're just super excited to be here, to be a part of this organization, and help you know, this team win.
Hey, Jay, did you get an opportunity to meet Coach Dable yet? And I don't think you're allowed to talk hardcore X's and O's just yet.
Yeah.
Get back in April, but just your initial impressions, if you did get a chance to sit with him and probably even talk a little bit.
Yeah, we talked for a couple minutes. I've literally been nonstop all day from we flew out at I had to wake up at 4:30 this morning, and first flight out of Mobile, and as soon as I landed, we went straight to the dock, or multiple doctors, and so we've just been nonstop. But I got to sit down with him for just a couple minutes, and I've also talked to him at you know, while he was at Bama last season. But you know, I think Coach is an unbelievable offensive mind, super smart, and I can't wait to get back up here and you know, and start learning the offense and you know, figuring this thing out.
Are you aware of the draw on what he did last year with Alabama's offense to what an NFL offense looks like? Although, and did you compare national championship rings that you've got to?
No. We didn't compare. I don't know if he's gotten his yet, but mine, to speak on those, I give them to my family. My uncle has one, my dad has one, my grandpa has one. I don't ever wear them. I play it just because I love playing the game. And I let them enjoy all that. But, you know, from a offensive mind, it's hard to speak on that, truly, just because, you know, I know he's playing to what players he has there, and he's suiting the offense for them. But I guess we'll find out in a month and you know, go from there.
How much do you know about this in the short cramming maybe you've been able to do, or what you already knew about this Bills offense you're stepping into?
I know, you know, nothing from a X and O's standpoint. I know you got some unbelievable players around you, you know, with Shady, with Benji, and so and then guys on the O-line. And then now you got Chris Ivory, who's part of him. So, and then Zay Jones, he texted me earlier. So, you know, I think it's just an awesome situation to be in. And I just can't wait. I'm super, super pumped.
How much were you aware of the reaction to the Andy Dalton Taj Boy touchdown play when it happened? And how much did you know about the Bills in general before, like, yesterday?
Well, I knew at that time if we won, you know, Buffalo got in and Baltimore was out. So, but from a, you know, organization standpoint, I don't know a whole lot about the history. We're steady learning. I mean, learning fast, too. I think as soon as we landed, we had Bills fans come up and talk to us and tell us, you know, start telling us stories. I mean, we're super excited. You know, it's an awesome situation to be in because even when we stepped off, you know, me and my wife were talking about, it kind of feels like Bama again. It's like that type of atmosphere. And we had spent so much time there. I'm telling you, it's just exciting to be here and be a part of this.
AJ, I know that you're still young, but you're going from being the young guy in the quarterback room, really, to the oldest guy, assuming they draft a mm-hmm. you and Nate as well. How do you change that mindset? What can you do to help them along, although you know you still want to compete for the job?
Yeah, I think you always help a younger guy along. I've never been the type to not do that. I think karma is a son of a gun, and it can come back to bite you. So, listen, if I'm better than the other guy, then I just trust in my talents and go out and just play my game. But if it doesn't work out, then you learn to be a great teammate, be a part of the team. Because I've been a part of enough teams and won enough to realize when you have a team that's going to win, that plays as a team, that cares, it's a culture. But and then I've been a part of some that aren't as much. So you just learn to roll with it. It's going to be a learning experience for them. It's going to be a new learning experience for me too. So it's going to be fun.
How do you address this question that comes up a lot with words like veteran and experience applied to you as a guy who's been in the NFL for 4 years, but the qualifier of only 3 regular season starts and then that playoff game starts? How do you address that feeling that he hasn't seen the field much, even though you've been in the league
right,
relatively long time?
Yeah. Well, I think, even though I played 4 games, it was critical games at the same time. We were trying to clinch a playoff berth in our division at the time. And so being brought into, the first game against San Fran that year, wasn't playing the best, but also at home didn't allow a team over 21 points all season long. We had 21, I think, in the first half, played well as a team. Then the next game, go to Denver. They got the number one rated defense in every category there. 6 degrees at kickoff. Felt like I was on a different planet for me at that time. But I think, like I'm saying, not to ramble on, but I think it's just critical games that I've been a part of that's helped me, grow a lot. And anytime you're able to start in a playoff game, that's big in the league, and we had a chance to win it. Came up short, but those experiences, go a long way, and so I think it'll help.
Quick follow-up: mm-hmm. Is the experience of being within a team and the routine and all that also applicable even when you're not playing? You're in the room, the quarterback room, practice field. Are all those things part of that 4 years in value?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you can learn just as much. I mean, you want reps, but you can learn a lot not playing also. It's how you prepare yourself. What do you take from a starter? Like me and AD were close. So I kind of learned, how does AD learn best for him? And so I took kind of what I did best from college, what he does, and you just keep trying to grow in that way. And then how does he take each rep in practice? What is he thinking part of each process? Like, you just try to pick from all the great ones you're around. So, I think definitely, the mental reps side of it are huge too.